In 1996, seven Trappist monks living in Algeria were martyred by fundamentalist Muslim rebels. They were beatified in 2018. They had moved to Algeria to live among Muslim people in the community of Tiberni. They were well-respected and had many friends among the Muslims, but they were caught in a war between the army and extremist rebels who wanted to force the French out of Algeria. A radical band of fundamentalist rebels warned the monks to leave Algeria or die. They said they did not belong there. Algeria was only for Algerians. The rebels wanted an eye for an eye. The monks struggled with whether they should leave or remain with their Muslim brothers and sisters, whom they loved and were part of. They chose to stay. They were kidnapped. Sometime later, their mutilated bodies were found. We hear Jesus saying in today's gospel, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." How amazing to hear that we who keep Christ's word will be loved by Christ and the Father, and that Christ and the Father will find a dwelling place within us. We are familiar with Jesus' word. Love one another as I have loved you. The seven Trappist monks in Algeria had kept Jesus' word. They loved their Muslim friends and dedicated their lives to living in Algeria among them. I suspect they remembered that if they followed Jesus and kept his word, Jesus and the Father would love them and come to them and make their dwelling place with them. The monks loved their Muslim brothers and sisters. They could have abandoned them in the face of danger, but they chose not to. They could have left Algeria to save their own lives, but they chose to remain in the face of grave danger. Their religion was not about Jesus, but for Jesus. So should our religion be for Jesus. Our faith invites us to love not only our own, but to reach out and befriend those who seem different from us. Different religions, different cultures, different skin colors, different sexual orientations. Our faith reminds us that we who love one another follow the way of Christ, the way of self-emptying love, and the way of the cross that leads to resurrection. When we see so much violence, war, racism, polarization, and other forms of injustice, we suspect that Christ's word has not yet been heard or accepted. In a world torn with so much pain, what does it mean for Christians to love one another as Christ has loved us, giving himself even to death on the cross? God gives us the freedom to hear Christ's word and to be witnesses of it. We also have the freedom to ignore or reject it. By opening ourselves to God's word and keeping it, God can inspire and transform us into true Christians, people of love, who advance the good of humanity and the earth. As we do so, the world is lifted from ignorance, hatred, and violence. The world, through us, grows toward the kingdom of God, a place of wisdom, mercy, and healing. The Church gives us the beatified and canonized saints as examples and models, like the Trappist monks at Tiberni, Algeria, who did hear Christ's word and kept it. Christ and the Father did love them and made their dwelling with them. Through their lives, with God dwelling humbly within them, they brought healing and love into their corner of the world. We call ourselves Christian, followers of Christ along the way. We bear the name of Christ. Do we hear the word of Christ and keep it? If we do, are we aware God dwells within us, not only for our good and salvation, but for the good and salvation of the world? Is our religion about Jesus or for Jesus? Are we still Christians who desire an eye for an eye? Or are we Christians who welcome our brothers and sisters regardless of their differences?